got a relationship problem. Let the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show screw it up. This is Free Therapy.
All right, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Will you walk us through what you wrote us on Facebook?
Sure. I'll try to keep it short.
Okay.
So I have this really good friend, and last year I was hooking up with her brother.
Wow.
I know.
But I ended it
after a few months because I kind of felt weird about it. You
sure.
know? It was a little strange.
Uh-huh.
So, but then things got different during COVID and he came back into my life.
Oh.
And now it's a little more serious.
Okay.
So, anyway, one day I brought him lunch to work.
Mm-hmm.
And he happened to post pictures on social media.
Right.
So, well, his sister comments, "Where's my lunch?" in capital letters.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. So now I know she's mad that I'm dating her brother.
Oh.
Like, I guess she feels like her worlds are colliding.
Oh, like the whole friend and like,
brother,
sibling
yeah,
thing?
Brother.
Yeah,
friend.
Right.
So I reached out to you for some advice on what to do, because she is my best friend, you know, and I don't want her to be mad at me, because now I'm dating her brother officially. So what should I do?
So she's feeling like she's going to lose you to her brother.
Oh, geez. Well, I want to lose her. She's my best friend. I've known her so long.
You need to be able to divide your time, I guess.
Maybe set a chart.
Well, I think I can do that. Maybe I should just have a talk with her.
Well, we are getting some text messages, 502-571-9970. So if you hang out for just a sec, maybe they can help steer you in a direction on how to approach that with your friend and or your boyfriend.
That's awesome. Thanks.
You're welcome. You know, that is a weird predicament when two worlds collide, your friends and then all of a sudden siblings. It's almost like this is a weird analogy, but I don't know if this has ever happened to you, Kelly, where you have had different groups of friends collide in one area, and then you have to kind of explain to each group of friends why you're friends with the other group of friends.
I haven't been in that situation. I have tried to date one of my best friend's brothers.
So you literally
try to do that.
You literally have experience with this whole matter.
Yes.
How'd that all go? Maybe you can help her.
I tried so hard. I threw my A game out there. He was hot. We had like 2-hour makeout sesh.
Aww.
And then found out he's gay. So
well,
that didn't work out.
You tried.
I tried very hard because we wanted to be sisters. That was the whole goal.
Oh, my gosh.
Like we were like, this would be so great.
So she was all like, hey, date my brother, and then
yes.
we can be sisters.
And I said, okay, I will do my best.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I guess you didn't see the curveball that was thrown.
Did not see that. Not at all.
All right. If you want to chime in, you can. Text message 502-571-9970. Free therapy. Got a message from a listener, called her. She had this to say.
So I have this really good friend, and last year I was hooking up with her brother.
Yeah, it turned into an actual relationship, and it's apparent now the sister isn't exactly cool with her dating her brother.
Yeah, making it official. Elizabeth on Facebook said, shouldn't be a big deal. Most sisters would be happy that their best friend's dating their brother. It's like you could possibly gain a sister. Like I was saying.
Right.
There's reason behind her not wanting her friend to date her brother. Friends tend to know what the other is like with men. Ooh, so maybe she's thinking she's going to break her brother's heart.
Oh, okay. I was like, what does that mean?
No, she's trying to protect her brother's heart from being broken.
Gotcha. So
yeah.
Maybe our listener has had some sketch relationships with guys in the past.
Maybe.
And the sister.
Maybe she's a man eater.
And the sister knows that and is like, I don't want you to hurt my brother.
Yeah, that could be.
Okay.
But then that's hard to tell your best friend, like, hey, I don't think you respect dudes and you treat them bad, so I don't want you to like, oh, yeah, have that conversation.
That is kind of an awkward conversation to have. All right. So I think really it comes down to you just got to talk. Like, you got to talk to the person.
Yep, you're going to have to get honest. Say, listen, what's your biggest problem with this?
Yeah, yeah. I like your brother and you don't want me dating him. Why? So, yeah, just... rip the Band-Aid off. There you go. I don't know if we helped.
Did we fix it? I feel like we helped.
I think we did. Yeah. 100%. Take our advice. And then,
yes.
You know.
Let us know how that works out.
Yeah, for sure.
Or not.
You can continue commenting on the Facebook post, @Ben and Kelly Show with Free Therapy. Mm-hmm.